You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers was in the town of Campbell Tuesday to hear from people affected by ongoing water quality issues. Evers announced that part of his budget request would include $145 million to address drinking water in Wisconsin, including dealing with PFAS contamination. Town of Campbell residents have been receiving bottled water from the DNR due to high levels of PFAS in its water supply. Evers visited the site where a new $40 million well will be completed in 2 years. A bill circulating in the state legislature would require sheriffs in Wisconsin to report citizenship status of anyone arrested for a felony. The bill would penalize counties that do not comply with notifying federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement by withholding 15% of shared revenue. The bill also requires jails to honor federal detention requests. No funding is being provided in the bill for the mandates. Governor Tony Evers said he would veto the bill as is. It is expected to be introduced next week. A Viroqua man was charged in federal court with selling firearms and parts to people in Saudi Arabia. A 60-year-old man was charged in an Ohio federal court and is accused of shipping the items and lying to federal investigators. According to the federal indictment, the man was exporting firearms illegally for over 5 years online. Mark Bushman is charged with several federal crimes for smuggling and faces up to 42 years in prison if convicted, as well as fines of up to $1.5 million. A 22-year-old Sparta man who was involved in a fatal crash during a police chase appeared in court Tuesday. Jeremiah Johnson is being held on a $100,000 bond after the February 1st chasing crash. According to prosecutors, Johnson fled law enforcement at speeds of over 100 miles per hour on the interstate in Columbia County. Johnson lost control and rolled his vehicle, which killed one of his passengers, 24-year-old Jaden Fargan of Bangor, and seriously hurt two others. Johnson was also hurt in the crash. The end of an agreement with American Airlines is leading to hundreds of layoffs in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Following the ending of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin is downsizing. The regional carrier has notified state officials of potential layoffs impacting up to 513 employees in the state. The cuts are impacting both unionized and management positions. It's all part of a company-wide workforce reduction set to begin March 31st. Operations are impacted at Appleton International and at Mitchell in Milwaukee. Air Wisconsin says the full extent of the reductions still isn't clear, adding that the union jobs could end up coming back.
American Airlines is the main flight provider at La Crosse Regional Airport. A federal funding freeze could have impacts for La Crosse residents. Mayor Mitch Reynolds explained in a social media post this week that a pause in federal funding would affect services like road programs, including construction and maintenance, as well as support for small businesses. A freeze could also affect the state's Head Start programs, including those in the Cooley region. Wisconsin is among the states suing the federal government over the freeze in funding announced by the Trump administration last month. Getting rid of brush and grass clippings in La Crosse will now come with a fee. The city announced this week that anyone who wants to use the Isle of Plume waste and brush site has to pay $25 per vehicle. The fee will cover access to the site for the entire year for the vehicle. La Crosse residents can apply for a seasonal permit sticker online or with a paper form. Contractors can pay $1,500 to cover up to 5 vehicles. The Isle of Plume site is scheduled to open on March 24th. Illnesses continue to be on the rise in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick.
Both Gunderson and Mayo Clinic have put out releases in recent days addressing the illness spike and how to stay safe this winter. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. There will be some updates to the experience at Brewers games this year. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025, with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level. The home plate team store will have a new customization corner for personalized jerseys. And sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with a express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. Seating will be reduced, with the terrace level having 1,600 fewer seats. That was changed due to the Brewers expanding their office area.
The Brewers also announced their promotional schedule for the season, which includes giveaways such as bobbleheads and jerseys. That's available on the Brewers website. Wintry weather returns this evening to the Coulee region. Areas north of La Crosse could see light snow under an inch, while areas south of La Crosse could see a light glaze of ice. The dividing line is roughly along I-90 for precipitation type. A bigger winter storm system is on its way this weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about, dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no 3 times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with light freezing drizzle and light snow mix here this afternoon and through much of the night tonight. Our high right around 31. Tonight, 24. Roads will get slippery for the afternoon commute. Keep that in mind tomorrow. Mostly sunny and windy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.